Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 4th. Today's theme, you in the net or fish in the net? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 3:1-8. Genesis chapter 8:1-10:32. Matthew chapter 4:12-25. Proverbs 1:20-23. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is you in the net or fish in the net. Today is the conclusion of the past 3 days. 2 days ago, our theme is very good, no more. Become a judge, sitting on God's throne. What should I do? Yesterday's theme, can you see Satan's net? And today, you in the net or fish in the net? Yesterday's biggest catch is Proverbs 1:17. How useless to spread a net where every bird can seal it. The birds see how the bird catchers set the net, but they still fall into the trap. The bait is too tempting. We as human beings facing the net set by Satan to Eve in Genesis chapter 3:4, or similar net set by Satan to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4:3-10, tempting Jesus of money, sex, and power. We often fail because those nets are too tempting. Jesus won, but we usually fail. Well, the main message of these 3 days is for us not to fall into those nets set by the bird catcher, whose name is Satan. How can we get out of the net if we are being caught and claim God's promise to all His creation? Very good. How can we get out of the net? Number one, repent. Matthew chapter 23:2 and verse 17. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. The first saying in John the Baptist and Jesus is exactly the same. The first saying in the beginning of their ministry of John the Baptist and Jesus is exactly the same. Yes, you need to repent. I need to repent. Repent of being a judge. Repent of sitting on God's throne to become a king. Repent and then to go back to God's kingdom, to be obedient and to worship Jesus as Lord and King. Repent. Number two. What do you need after your repentance to live out very good? Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 to chapter 4, verse 1. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. What you need is the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus, he needed the Holy Spirit first before he performed his first miracle, and all signs and wonders happened after Jesus received the Holy Spirit, not before. Same as Act 2, all kinds of signs and wonders happened after the coming of the Holy Spirit. The most important step is repentance, because without repentance, the Holy Spirit will not come. You repent, then the eye of your heart will be opened and you see things and people differently. The Holy Spirit will lead you as he led Jesus to confront Satan's biggest temptation. Money, desire, and power. That's it. And then a life of very good will begin. Number three. How do you know you have come out of the net? Matthew chapter 4, verses 19 to 20. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When you are willing to put down the net and go to fish those fishes Jesus wants you to fish, then you will become the fisherman. Always have fish in your new net. You will be full of joy and strength every day, very good every year. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to put down those nets you want me to put down and to follow you to become fishermen to catch those fish you want me to, so that I will become a fisherman, always have fish in my net. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those obstacles to block you not being able to be that fisherman, always have fish in your net? Number two, how can you become that fisherman, always have fish in your net? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.